Like, where does this running tandem stack up to, you know, historically, teams that you've seen?
Well, they're right up there, that's for sure. They got two great running backs. But what makes a running game go is they've got an excellent offensive line, a tight end, wide receivers that take as much pride in blocking as they do receiving. So it's a unit working very well together.
More dangerous, Mike, than Atlanta or the Jets?
Atlanta's pretty good. You know, Atlanta was very successful. But I don't think I've seen any team run like that against Tampa Bay. You know, that was one of the better games I've seen since I've been in the National Football League against, top opponent. They kind of dominated the game with 300 yards between two backs. That doesn't happen very often to any team, yet the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mike, why'd you bring back Joe?
Pardon me?
Why'd you bring back Joe?
We needed another tight end.
You surprised he was available?
No, I knew he was available because he's, saw it the week before that, he was out on the street, so... Jeb can make plays, and obviously with Nate being out and having a couple guys banged up, we thought we needed some more depth at that tight end position, and obviously we know what Jeb can do, and he knows our system. Being with Seattle, Houston, obviously our team as well in the past, he can come in, feel very comfortable right away.
I think OJ's taken some big hits early in his career. What is he doing, offensive line aside, now what is he doing better?
I'm sorry, who? What is he doing?
What is he doing better differently now to avoid those type of hits offensive line side? How is his game?
Well, those quarterbacks, it's a matter of time. It's just going through situations, putting them in game situations where he doesn't have to think, he can react. Like we talked about before, we improved in the offensive line. We've improved in a lot of different areas. But Jay, he improves just knowing what to do and not to have to think about it. We talk about terminology, we talk about a different language, and the more reps you get, the easier it becomes, where things become automatic and you don't have to go through a process to make a decision. It comes pretty naturally, and the more reps he gets, the better he's going to get.
For as good as your line has been, how much of a test will they get with Peppers?
Well, we see great defensive ends every week, but Peppers is probably a cut above most of them. So it'll be a big test. He's very powerful. He's got a bull rush. He can go outside or inside. So he's very worthy of where he was picked in the draft.
Status of Marlon McCree?
He practiced today. Hopefully there's no setback. He practiced. It was a full practice. So we'll see what type of football shape he's in and evaluate him, like we have some of the other players over the last couple weeks, and see what type of football shape they're in. He's coming off an ankle, so he's not in probably great football shape, but he practiced a little bit last week, so we'll evaluate him Thursday and Friday and then come up with a decision what direction we're going to go for game time. Same thing what Vic just asked. With Marlon coming back, he gave us a little bit more depth at that position. We felt like we needed some more depth at the tailback position. That's why we brought up Boyd. We needed more depth at the tight end position. That's why we brought in Jeb. And, sometimes when you lose some players, you got to be pretty flexible week by week, depending on, who goes up, who goes down or who comes up, especially with some of our injured players. So I can't tell you everything because I'm not really sure at this time. We'll get a chance to evaluate some of these guys over the next few days and then make a decision Saturday what direction we're going to go. Well, he's limited right now, and what I mean by that is, I'm wanting him to practice, but I'm not wanting him to go full speed until Saturday. So I get a chance to go back there, kind of get a feel of what they're doing offensively. He can run. I just don't want him to burst full speed. And again, we're going to try that on Saturday and kind of get a feel what direction we should go there as well. He didn't practice today. I'm hoping he can practice tomorrow. He's got a bad heel bruise. Will that keep him from practicing tomorrow or out of the game? I can't tell you for sure, but it was sore enough today where he missed practice. I'm hoping he can practice tomorrow.
Selvin, ready to go?
Yeah, Selvin, any time you're out for 8 weeks, I'm not really sure what type of football shape he's in, but he's feeling better. He feels like he can go. So, again, he got some reps today, limited reps. and we'll get a chance to evaluate him and see how he does. So we got a few guys back that we're evaluating. DJ Williams, the same thing. Or, you know, he's very similar to what we just talked about, Selvin, getting a chance to test out that groin and that shoulder. The reason why we brought him up is he's been on the practice squad for a while, so he is in football shape. He's had a chance to learn our terminology. We've watched him run against our first defense. You know, he's been running the scout team, and big, strong kid. And he's got some skills that I think gives him a chance to compete at this level and do quite well. Now, a kid that never played in a in a football game in the National Football League, you're not sure if he's ready. So we'll get a chance to evaluate him a little this week and see how he handles our game plan and decide if he does dress or get any playing time.
Like the Panthers have been so dominant at home, such a different team at home than on the road. You guys haven't been there, but what have you seen? Is there anything you've seen that explains why they've been so much better at home?
Well, they've won the turnover battle, you know, every game at home. So when you win that, you got a chance. You know, just like us, you know, the games that we've won. The games we've been even or plus, we've won those games. And we've managed to win two with a negative turnover ratio, and that's a big difference at home. And besides having a good football team, you know, they're doing a great job. You know, when you take a look at their total offense and their production around the ball, defense, points given up. You know, they gave up 7 points, I think, against New Orleans, who's got a great offense. Against Atlanta, I think they gave up 9 points. So they've got some talent.
Mike, how aggressive are you with Steve Smith, especially at his size? Is that sort of what you envision Eddie Royal evolving?
Yeah, into? I'm really impressed with Steve Smith. You know, he's a complete football player. I mean, he can do it all. He can beat you one on one. You press. You play too deep. He competes in the running game. He takes a lot of pride in everything he does. So if you're looking for a great wide receiver, you know, his picture's next to it.
Big leap in Jay this year, as far as his leadership or some of the intangibles about taking a team on his shoulders?
Yeah, I think just being a quarterback in the National Football League is a growing process, and it doesn't happen overnight. You learn a lot of different things on and off the football field, you know, how to handle the press, how to deal with, you know, your situations where things are really good or things are really bad. It's just a growing process that, you know, quarterbacks have to go through. And I think you learn as much probably off the field as you do on the field. But, you know, he's getting a chance to get right in the thick of it, and I think he's learned a lot this year.
How often do you have to tell him to slide?
Yeah, he's pretty smart. You know, he understands down and distance. He's a pretty, you know, pretty good size kid, 235, 240 pounds. He does slide in the right situation, and then at the same time when he feels like he needs to get that first down, or the situation's not head-on in the open field, and it's a situation where he feels like he can maybe not actually run over somebody, but not take a big hit. You know, he's not afraid to do it, which you like as well. He's very competitive.